This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Come home
the
with your shield.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Come home with your shields or on them. That's what the Spartan women would tell their men when they went out to battle. They'd carry in dead men, two men holding a shield with a dead man over it. I just love my family telling me, come back with your shield or on it. I'm just like, okay, you're making sure. I'm taking the gloves off. They're like, we don't even expect you to ask us that. We're fully behind you. That feels really good, folks. And it's good to have all you behind me as well. I'm behind you. You better damn well believe that. Very, very honored to be here. Very, very blessed. And I appreciate you all putting up with me. So I'm certainly not perfect. Far from it. Okay, you know, some stations don't carry this segment, but a lot do. And after I cover this next big topic, next segment, I'm going to get to this. So I want to air a piece of this. Now, I put a bunch of these out on X at Real Alex Jones today, four or five of these. This is just one of them. But they've got big polls, major Gallup polls, NBC polls, you name it, all showing Trump 20 points behind in the national election, 5 to 7 to 10 points in battleground states. And remember, they're oversampling Democrats. And so it's way worse than that. But they've got their little tricks up their sleeves. So I'm going to be getting to that. The biggest election fraud evidence of 2020 has now come out. The FBI has been sitting on it for 3 years. But now the information is out. We're going to be getting to that as well here today. Then, as I said, the great Chase Geyser did a great job with the crew. I give him a better job than I've done sometimes when I'm down there. But we've always done a great job. There's so much to cover. You really can't miss. But the whistleblowing information they got was huge. It was a big story, but it should have been a lot bigger. The NSA rebelling, not wanting to turn on face scanning stuff against citizens. The feds putting out a fake, the FBI put out a fake terror alert. The white supremacists were going to attack the illegal aliens. And the Border Patrol, and it was the Border Patrol telling us this is all fake. I mean, that is a huge story, Tim Enloe and Chase Geyser and the rest of the crew broke down there. It's a great job. But here's one of these reports on Biden being in deep trouble.
Begin with our brand new NBC News poll, which brings more warning signs for President Biden and his reelection campaign. One of our pollsters tells us we are looking at a, quote, presidency in peril. With the general election just 9 months away, President Biden has declined on every measure since 2020, is struggling with key elements of his base, and now trails former President Donald Trump by wide margins on the issues voters say are most important to them. Joining me now to take us through the numbers is national political correspondent Steve Kornacki. Steve, these are some truly stunning numbers.
They really are, Kristen. And let's just start with the bottom line. When you ask folks, hey, if it's the general election and it's Trump versus Biden, our poll, Donald Trump now leads Joe Biden by 5 points. Compare that to the last time we polled back in November. Trump was ahead then, but it was only by 2 points. And it's even more significant when you look at it this way. Over time, we have been testing for 5 years now, going back to 2019, a Biden-Trump matchup. Remember, 2019, 2020, Joe Biden led big in every single one of our polls. For the first time in November, Donald Trump polled ahead in our poll, and now at 5 points, this is the biggest lead NBC has ever had in 16 polls for Donald Trump over Joe Biden. And, of course, undergirding all of this is this question of he is the incumbent Joe Biden. We ask voters, what do you think of the job he's doing? And look at that, Kristen, 37% approve and now 60% disapprove.
And we should say that is the lowest approval rating since former President George W. Bush's second term.
Yeah, and it's, put that in further context, too. Bush in his second term wasn't running for re-election. Here's the presidents who were running for re-election in our poll starting their re-election year. What was their approval rating? Bush was over 50. He won. Obama was almost at 50. He won. Trump 4 years ago was 46. He lost. Look how low Biden's number is compared to those predecessors at this point.
Their number's all much bigger than President Biden's.
It shows you the improvement Biden has to make here in the coming months. The issues that are driving this, too, the economy, no surprise, we've been talking about it, but look at that advantage for Trump, 22 points.
Wow.
And securing the border here, folks, a very important Trump with a 35.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
I know you deceive me, now here's a surprise. I know that you have, cause there's magic in my eyes. I can see for miles and miles.
We are now into hour number two of this live Sunday transmission. It's 5 o'clock and 6 minutes, 26 seconds. All right, let's talk about positive news. 20 years ago, 1% of people knew about the New World Order. Nobody knew about the Great Reset and their plans. We did. That's about it. A few other talk show hosts. You, some of you listeners were informed. You were involved. Look how far we've come. So as negative as things are, because now we're inside the New World Order, we're not in Kansas anymore. At least we've got a fighting chance. So there's a lot of these articles and a lot of these reports that I want to get to. And people are really getting this. But here's a big one. Klaus Schwab and the UN are there to implement the BlackRock world government takeover. And they want to euthanize old people. They want to kill babies even after they're born. They want the power of life and death over everybody with their poison shots and all the rest of it. So in the last few years, Trudeau, and it's been on the local news there, has pressured people, oh, you've got a bad spine, you're 56 years old, it's one case we played a few months ago. We'll give you a year of welfare and a year of pain pills, but we won't give you a surgery, and we want you to sign a form to kill yourself, we'll kill you. So this isn't just government-assisted suicide, this is the government pushing you and trying to make you commit it and saying you're a bad part of society. It's like a 10-year-old clip, but they've had similar shows here in the U.S. It was in the Netherlands. It was a Down syndrome man. He was a really high-functioning and smart person. For somebody cognitively, quote, with Down syndrome. And they're sitting there telling him, well, you cost three times more than the average Dutch citizen in our socialized system. So you think of socialism as protecting the weak people, but they're not. They're kicking the old people out of nursing homes, out of their government housing, veterans out of the housing. Same thing in Europe for the illegal aliens. Because they want the replacement migration, but also the UN and the NGOs, when they sign them up under this emergency program, they get a bunch of money off the top. They don't off the old programs. So it's all just cold-blooded fraud. So they incentivize hurting people. Like if you intubate somebody with a respirator, a ventilator, you get $53,000. And people looked at Germany and Australia and New Zealand and France and the UK. And they go, funny, if you adjust their numbers, it's $53,000 there. Globally prepared, globally directed evil to sell the medical system on killing people. So Trudeau's come out with TV ads and Hollywood productions and how wonderful it is to be killed. And you have all these wards of the state, children and adults that are mentally ill, that are schizophrenic, that are brain damaged, out of their minds. Well, you're not a productive member of society. We're going to kill you. Because, you see, you can say, oh, I'm 75, I've got bone cancer, I'm in incredible pain, I don't want to spend all my money and my family's money on trying to, you know, live. I want to commit suicide. And people that push that would say, hey, I'm an adult, it's my right. And listen, I don't want to legalize suicide because it leads to government push suicide and force euthanasia. But I'm not going to sit there and judge somebody if you're in incredible pain, you've been fighting cancer for 2 years, and you take a bunch of pain pills and drink a bottle of vodka. I mean, I'm not going to be, but that's your choice. That's between you and God. Is it really a moral sin to commit suicide? I don't know. I could never imagine committing suicide, and I would never do it, but I've not been in that position yet. So I'm not judging people, but they act like it's this right to die. But Jack Kevorkian admitted in his writings, he was into death and loved killing people and painted all these weird paintings of babies coming out of women's vaginas and demons eating babies. Type in the art of Jack Kevorkian. It's almost all demons and devils eating children. So he was held up there as kind of this Greta Thunberg, this angel, this wonderful person, but really he was part of a cult of death. But then in Canada, in the last few years, you've seen it. I almost feel bad not like doing a whole show on it. In fact, we should. They said, we're going to kill people that are depressed. We're going to kill people that are brain damaged. We're going to kill people that have Down syndrome. We're going to kill people that are schizophrenic because we're the wards. They don't have their rights. Their guardian is the government. So the government is the guardian. The government, like you're taking care of your mom or dad, they're 90 years old, the nursing home, you're their guardian. Now, could you decide to have them killed? No, you couldn't, and you shouldn't. There's some Jack Kevorkian art. You can't make this up, folks. It's like a devil and a bunch of schizophrenics. Scroll through it. It's babies coming out, demons eating babies. Type in Jack Kevorkian art, demons eating babies. You can't make this up. So what's happening here? Well, if we'll kill the unborn, and then now a bunch of states pass laws to kill them after they're born. Remember the governor of Virginia saying, well, we make the decision to kill the baby after it's born. Now the state comes in and says, we are the wards, we are the chaperones, we have the power of attorney. What's the term? It'll pop my head in a minute. I'm teleprompter free here. It's such a simple term. We're their guardians. We control them. They have been found incompetent. There it is. They have been found incompetent by the state. The state's taking care of them. And you can sit back cold-bloodedly and say, fine, kill that autistic kid. Kill that Down syndrome 20-year-old. Kill that depressed person. What do they contribute? Do you feel safe? You think God likes that? But you don't want to do that. But the state, the loving liberals do, because this person is under their control. They have the power of attorney. They've been declared incompetent. The state is their guardian. And so they announced 2 years ago, starting last year, that they were going to start killing at least 10,000 people a year in Canada as this globalist test. You type it in. Canada now, the test case for government forced euthanasia. And they did a survey of the entire country, the article's right here, and they could not find one doctor that would say, we're their guardian and we're going to decide to kill them. It's one thing if we can convince somebody, and they try to intimidate them, hey, just agree to commit suicide in a year or two. We'll give you a lot of freebies. You can go on a trip and see your mom. This is what they tell them. It's in Germany. It's in France. It's in England. It's in the U.S. And they come to them, and nurses have talked about it. Doctors have. The patients have. They're like, listen, I was in a car wreck. My back shattered. I just want this fixed. I don't want to kill myself. But they keep guilting me and saying I can't get welfare anymore. Oh, but there's all this welfare for the illegal aliens. There's all this money, $200 billion for Ukraine. They want the precedent for the state to decide who's essential and who isn't. You saw that during the COVID garbage. Oh, you're in the media, you're essential. Or, oh, you're a cop, you're essential. Or, you're a bureaucrat, you're essential. But, oh, you're somebody else, you're not essential. They're telling you you're non-essential. You don't matter. You don't exist. You don't have value. So they couldn't find anybody in Canada, even all their leftists, when the rubber met the road. They said, I'm not going to kill kids. We're not going to go along with this. We're not going to be part of this. And as big as the euthanasia and government forced death and government forced suicide, which is an oxymoron, it's government murder, it's genocide, it's Hitler. As big as that is, it's only a microcosm. Just refuse pedophile drag queen time. Just refuse the open borders. Just refuse Hollywood. Just refuse anything they push and just say no and speak out against it and don't comply and get in the face of people and it'll go away. But there's not been pushback to this, so that's why this has gotten so crazy. I have a special guest on tomorrow that I'll tell you about tomorrow, 11 a.m., to cover this subject.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Us. I've got some other examples of positive things happening. You're like, God, how is it positive that we just barely backed this off 3-4 years? Well, that's why they rebrand it and try to find more people to do it. And other articles bring in companies and that are indemnified by the government, like the vaccine makers and technicians do it. Yeah, Soylent Green's made out of us giving up our soul. It's made out of people. here's this important piece. Guys, found it really quick. Thank you. Because we don't really, I come in here and go, here's the clips, here's the articles. But half the time I'm like, pull this up, pull that up. And then I'm talking about stuff, they're typing it in. You can do the same thing the crew does. You can sit here and write notes of what I say and look it up for yourself. And then ask yourself, why would you want to be part of a death cult like this? Why would you want to give up on your humanity? We have unlimited resources. We have unlimited systems that we know in complex economies. The more we take care of old people and handicaps, the more powerful and successful we are and the bigger our civilization. So they do the inverse, put homeless on drugs, make it totally depressing, bring in illegals, let criminals run wild to make you think a social safety net is bad, to make you think being involved in helping others is bad. So you give up and say, fine, release a bioweapon, kill the third world, stop assaulting us with them. We can turn Africa and Latin America, it's already happening, Latin America, into jewels. You'll be wanting to move there. They won't be able to move here. We can empower these people. We can do unlimited things. That's what God wants us to do. But we can't give in the leftist guilt and say we're bad because we're Christian or we're white or whatever. We have to recognize that the globalists are manipulating that to create an anti-human system against everybody, no matter what color you are. We've broken their code. We know their operation. We know how to defeat them. I've got more positive news. I'll get to it in a moment, but here's that piece I talked about.
Babies incinerated to heat UK hospitals. Soylent Green, ladies and gentlemen, is made out of people.
But now children are literally being passed through the furnace in order to fuel hospitals in the UK. They're being sacrificed on the altar of efficiency and prosperity.
What is the secret of Soylent Green?
The powdered flesh from dead babies. Some people believe they can cure disease.
Because of its enormous popularity, Soylent Green is in short supply. Remember, Tuesday is Soylent Green Day.
The supply of Soylent Green has been exhausted. You must evacuate the area. Today is Tuesday!
The federal court ruled that the shareholders of PepsiCo, Big Bilderberg Group Company, are not allowed to know what they're using the baby parts for in the flavoring, but we already know. So enjoy the flavor.
We're going to get the real solution, which is going to be a combination of death panels and sales taxes.
I'm consistently pro-death. I'm for assisted suicide. I'm for regular suicide. I'm for whatever gets the freeway moving.
Is spending $1 million on that last 3 months of life for that patient, would it be better not to lay off those 10 teachers and to make that trade-off in medical costs? But that's called the death panel, and you're not supposed to have that discussion.
They told me to say that they were sorry, but that you had become unreliable.
Is this the kind of society that you want to live in? Any kind of society that would do this to its children will do it to its senior citizens. It will do it to its dissidents. That kind of society will also eventually turn on its police, on its army, on its prison guards, on the Quislings and the collaborators who make that possible. This is nothing but a suicide cult.
The scoops are on their way. The scoops are on their way.
Find out why Soylent Green means life. You will find out why Soylent Green means death.
We gotta stop them!
What is the secret of Soylent Green?
Soylent Green is people!
Next thing they'll be breeding us like cattle for food.
Again, there's all these arguments for this you can have. And they do this in high schools and colleges. They do the spaceship game, the life raft. Oh, there's only enough food and water on the life raft for 5 people, but there's 10 people. Who do we decide lives, who dies? And once they get you in that mindset, you decide to have a non-zero-sum game. Or a zero-sum game. Not a win-win situation, but how do I hurt somebody else to get ahead? And then once they cut you out, and you're like, well, let's get rid of those non-essentials. Let's get rid of those Down syndrome children. Let's get rid of them. Once they've gotten you to do that, and they can replace you with robots, but they'll get you later, you don't stand up for yourself. You don't stand up for other people. This is a zero-sum game. There's only so many pieces of the pie, and now you'll be all alone when they come for you. This is a seduction they're engaged in. And I see the globalists. They've stolen the money. They've got all the power. All these new technologies are coming out. They want to live forever. They see billions of people. They don't want to manage it. They don't want to deal with it. And they want to sell us that the earth's ending and we hate ourselves and humans are bad and climate change. And just hope we just say, okay, we'll do whatever you say. Just euthanize us. They're turning off your life force. They're turning off your will to survive. And they're getting you to sign on to their death cult. And that's what this is. I'm going to put that report out tomorrow on X. But I'm going to shoot a little outro, too, and just point out we cut that probably 12, 13 years ago. And I'm just going to come out and say, where are we now? And I'd like to see other people online put out their new versions of this. Because it's not just about Alex Jones being up here leading this. Everything I do is about you realizing, whether you're black or Hispanic or white or old or young, if you get this and you understand this and we unify behind Christ, behind love, and behind justice, we transcend what color we are and we beat this. But that doesn't mean the left says transcend color and do whatever we say. Open borders, euthanasia, drag queen pedophile, new world order. Because we all want to come together. We all actually want to take care of each other, but they manipulate that instinct and say, well, then kill yourself. Roll over. Give up. And I've got so many other examples of solutions and positive stuff happening just today. Because it's going to get bad. It's going to get crazy. It's going to get very obvious how bad the New World Order is. And they hope by then social credit scores, cashless society's in, so much censorship that you're drugged out and poisoned and don't know what to do. But instead, we're contending. We're fighting. What's a contender? It means, yeah, this person might win the boxing match. Yeah, they're up against the champion, but this guy's a contender. This lady's a contender. We are contenders for the future of humanity. And we're not just contenders now. We're now in the position to win. And I'm not like these globalists that promise some utopia. But I promise you this. The system we're trying to set up together is not a dystopia by design of lies and fraud and deception and the lack of prosperity. The universe is big. This is an expansionist vision. This is a vision of us doing incredible things, but it's got to be done through rigged competition and rugged individualism and a commitment to truth. And that's so much better than what the globalists are offering. Let me tell you, Bill Gates and his banana titties can burn in hell. And he's not my doctor. And he's our enemy. And I know one thing, King Charles and the rest of his pedophile ilk, they're not fit to be toilet attendants. And so I know one thing. They shouldn't be in charge, and they're not going to be in charge much longer. We're identifying them, and they're going down. Stay with us. The second American Revolution is happening now right in front of you. And you're tuned into InfoWars because you're either looking for the truth or you're already a patriot. I'm asking you now to realize we are at the fulcrum, the crossroads in the fight for human destiny and human future. Please spread the word about the broadcast. Please buy great products at InfoWarsStore.com. And please pray for the transmission. Without you, we're going to fail. But if you simply take action and spread the word and pray for the broadcast and buy the products, you will continue to aid us together in our victory against these tyrants. But now is the time to make the decision. I know there's millions of forms of media out there and all this BS, and the globalists hope you get lost in all of it. But notice the globalists, the New World Order, are coming after us. Because they realize we've got their number. Think about it. InfoWars is the tip of the spear. If you want to support the tip of the spear, that decision is up to you. Please support us now at InfoWars Store.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story, and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
The front lines of the information war. It's Alex Jones.
All right, tomorrow, Ezra Levant of Rebel Media, who's an expert on the euthanasia cult and the globalist testing ground that's Canada, will be joining us. But here's the bottom line. I've got a few other examples. There's so many. I'll cover it more tomorrow. I've got other news to hit here. But they can find no doctors, no psychiatrists to aid in killing mentally ill people in Canada. Now, you'd think they couldn't find anybody, but they sure tried. And now they're stopping the program. Let's just reject it all. Let's just say no. Oh, we're going to put men in girls' sports, in martial arts. UFC hasn't done it, but they've got big martial arts international where a man gets in an arena and like beats a woman to death. I mean, they've had cases where they've killed people. And it's like, okay, well, he's allowed to. And then all the new top runners, all the top swimmers, they're murdering logic people. Don't go to those events. Don't support those groups. You're like, well, why are these different affiliations and different organizations letting men compete in cycling against women? Or boxing, or wrestling, or mixed martial arts, or because the big corporate sponsors, the ESGs, the BlackRock money, they're paying them. If we can get the public to let men compete against women and say two men can have a baby, they're murdering logic. They're getting you to give in to something that's preposterous. What happened 3 years ago? When they sent the FBI and had helicopters land in Virginia at the public school, and the FBI said we're criminally investigating parents that come and protest at school boards, and it turned out Biden was running it all, and the Justice Department, and Merrick Garland. They've had transgenders raping girls over and over again in the schools, and they were covering it up. And it turned out Obama was behind the scenes trying to suppress it. Why would Obama be involved in Virginia at a couple public schools suppressing rape of girls? Because their whole agenda comes down when we finally stand up. But if we accept men raping girls and men and women sports, powerlifting, everything, swimming, boxing, we'll put up with anything. You know, it's the old saying, when I say jump, you better say how high. Well, if you sign up for the Marine Corps to go through boot camp, that's an admitted cult to get men ready to follow orders. So they tell you, do ridiculous stuff, say ridiculous things. That's a cult. I'm not saying it's a bad cult. It's a cult of war from thousands of years of training from different cultures to get men to charge into machine gun nest. They're using mind control way more hardcore on our children than they use on 20-year-old men that volunteer for the United States Marine Corps. Let that sink in. And I'm not picking on the Marine Corps, but we know that that's the most brainwashing goes on in the Marine Corps, boys and girls. And that's not a lie. They shave your head. They kick your ass. They make you do all sorts of weird-ass stuff. And you say, why are you making me do something stupid? Because I told you to. Okay. But if you're a transgender in the Marine Corps, it came out 6 months ago, you don't have to show up for formations, drills, events. You're just a man in a dress. Because they want to demoralize the Marine Corps. It's a sick cult coming in and taking over our American cult. Yeah, training men to charge machine gun nest takes some brainwashing. Let's admit that's what it is. And you can say it's bad. Maybe it is. But it's our brainwashing. And it's men. How do you get men to go for 6 months in a submarine and go through all this stuff? You got to psychologically test them. But they're not trying to pressure men to get more out of them. They're trying to pressure you to make you a failure. And that's a big difference. Nietzsche said, that which doesn't kill us only makes us stronger. But they're not torturing you to make you stronger like the Marine Corps does or the Army does. They're torturing you to break you and make you weak so they control you. And that is sick beyond belief. And I reject every damn bit of that at every level of that. Now, look, I got like 15 examples of this, and I'll try to cover it more tomorrow because I got some other big positive news and some fun news I want to hit. But just look at this article. This is out of Red State. San Francisco school goes woke and pays the price. So the school was already failing. San Francisco funded it all over their school system. Instead of teaching reading, writing, and arithmetic, they taught that white people are inherently evil, read the article, and are inherently bad to mainly black and Hispanic classes. Now they went from 60% failure, look it up, to 90% failure, total failure. Well, that's the plan. All these kids know is to hate white people. But now the funding's being pulled. Everyone's leaving the schools. The blacks and Hispanics don't. They go, I want my kid to know how to read and write and get a job, not to hate white people. People are saying, I'm not going to euthanize little kids. I'm not going to send my kid to a drag queen story time with a convicted pedophile. I'm not going to euthanize little kids. People are just saying, this is crazy. People are hitting bottom, and they're saying, I'm not part of this. I'm not going along with this. Here's another one. Louisiana man who was arrested for making jokes on Facebook, now laughing all the way to the bank. They charged him. They had to drop the charges. He just joked and said, hey, they're arresting everybody ahead of the shot. Is the sheriff's department going to kill us next? They arrested him like we're in England and charged him. And then he fought back and didn't roll over and then has won a giant judgment, another victory. And I got so many. I see hundreds of articles a week. I mean, I saw like 15 today. No one's buying EVs. The EV market's collapsing. I'm not against an electric vehicle, but they don't work in cold weather. They're way more expensive. It's a scam overall, and people are rejecting that. The power of your choice is changing the world. Here's another one. Slovakia Prime Minister orders investigation into COVID-19 response and vaccines over 21,000 excess deaths since 2020. and it's the criminal investigations in Scotland and Australia and in Germany. My point is, it's happening. And then we've got all these cases of athletes and others having heart attacks after the shots. People are rejecting this. People are saying no. People, despite all the political correctness and all the pressure, are saying, we see through this, and we are not bowing down to this anymore. All right, let me talk about this now. I already mentioned this earlier. I played some of the newscast, but this is a big deal. And I'm going to just condense it and then cover the new news. The methodology of modern polling is gaslighting. Push polling, there's a lot of different systems. But they'll call you up on the phone and rig the question, do you support Trump and white supremacism? They won't ask, who are you voting for president? They'll say, do you support Biden helping black people, or do you support white supremacism that Trump's been connected to? That's one of the ways they manipulate the question. Or they just sample 15% more or more of Democrats than Republicans, knowing they're going to say, I'm going to vote for Biden, and then that creates the illusion. But in all the major polls, hundreds of them, Trump is winning between 10 and 30 points nationwide and between 5 and 10 points in the 8 battleground states. So despite all their brainwashing and all their propaganda and all their New World Order garbage, Biden's now trailing Trump by 20 points on economy as approval rating plunges, NBC poll shows. We'll go to break. We'll come back and talk about how they plan to grab victory from the jaws of defeat straight ahead. And then I got some fun stuff I'm going to hit. I'm going to tie Taylor Swift into Donald Trump, into Elvis Presley, into Adolf Hitler, into Alex Jones. Did you hear that? I'm going to tie the election and Joe Biden to Taylor Swift, into Trump, into Biden, into Elvis Presley, into Hitler. It's fun. And Tucker in Moscow. Stay with us.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering next ride.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You know, I sit up here and I yell and scream about the New World Order and the globalists. They're planning to get rid of the borders and release a virus and have a global power grab. And you saw it all come true. But there's a inverse of that. There's not just the bad stuff I'm telling you about. There's the good stuff I'm telling you about. And just like our information is the best you're going to find out there, our supplements are amazing. So our new special in the last half of January 2024 is here. It's Real Red Pill Plus and DNA Force Plus, both 50% off. We're calling it the Supercharged Special. You can get either one of these great items at 40% off individually or together for 50% off. Now, the time we have left, I can't tell you why they're so great and what they do for your body. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. Look at the ingredients and investigate it, and then get them. It supports the InfoWar, and it'll change your life. Take advantage now, InfoWarsStore.com.
February is Heart Month, and every year, Extendivite has a sale. This year is no different. Extendivite is regularly $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a two-month supply. In February, Extendivite is only $57.50 for a two-month supply, plus shipping and handling. Extendivite is a combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba,
valerian, and milk thistle. These ingredients work synergistically to improve your overall health. So don't delay. Join the Extendivite family today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Final segment in this hour. Chase Geyser back from the border. Loaded for Bear, 6 to 8 p.m. Sunday Live. Coming up now, please watch it. Please repost it on X. Get it out everywhere. He is an amazing patriot, and this is an InfoWar, and you are the dog. We're the tail. So get this link out. InfoWars.com/show and Real Off Shows on X. Okay. Look, I'm no rocket scientist, but I also wasn't born just yesterday. I didn't fall off a turnip truck. As they say, I was born in the dark, but it wasn't last night. And so a few months ago, I went on air a couple times, and I said, listen, Taylor Swift is owned by George Soros. He bought her catalog. He controls her. She's a political operative, and she's a young, beautiful woman, and Biden's this old, creepy devil. And if they can exacerbate the media, there's this fight between conservatives and Taylor Swift, which wasn't going on. And conservatives, because they get a lot of traffic and a lot of coverage by the media, start covering it. It's like those famous memes. I should have told the crew to do it, but we can do it in post later and post it to InfoWars.com and Bandout Video, where you've got Raiders of the Lost Ark and that first scene with Indiana Jones and he's there in the temple. He's got the bag of sand and the gold idol, and he wants to shift the bag of sand that he'd read was the right weight to the idol, but it's not the right weight. The big boulders start coming in. Well, imagine there's Joe Biden right there. He's totally unpopular and losing everywhere, and everybody knows he's a puppet of Obama, but that they can shift Taylor Swift in to that position there, and oh, this young, beautiful woman versus Trump. Then the psyops there, and the Republicans have bought the lie. They've bought into the fraud, but they're starting to get that they've done it, and they're starting to understand. Let's just leave Taylor Swift alone. Here's a headline: how the Biden regime is using the Taylor Swift op to foment a cultural color revolution to undermine the 2024 election. Great report out of Gateway Pundit. Read it. It kind of condenses what I've already said, but it's true. Just ignore her. Move on. They said, oh, Taylor Swift doesn't like you. Oh, Taylor Swift. Oh, we hate Taylor Swift. And all young people hear is, why don't you like Taylor Swift? She's super popular. She's the number one musician in the world right now. She's the Beatles today. She's owned by Soros. She's like Greta Thunberg. She's an actress. She does what she's told. Move on from her. Throw it in the trash. So Trump comes out to counter it and says, hey, people think I look like Elvis as a joke. He puts it on Truth Social, and Biden seizes on that and says, no, you're not Elvis. That's a really smart thing by Trump's PSYOP operation, which is not hurting people. It's using fun memes against the enemy. I know who they are. That was a really good move. So now, weirdest campaign ever, Trump leads Latinos. And Trump says, I look like Elvis. And Biden completely freaks out and says, no, no, you don't look like Elvis. So, and Trump is kind of an Elvis character. Wild hair, wild flamboyant, super popular, you know, amazing, a ladies' man. It's true. So this is a great psyop. And the great news is the left's taking the bait immediately. They got Taylor Swift. We'll just resurrect Elvis Presley. But I don't want my audience like that. That's great for the general people that haven't, you know, woken up yet. And what Trump's doing isn't bad, but it's the counter to Swift. We're here to give you tomorrow's news today and say, here's the trick, as if you didn't already see it. Biden says it's the weirdest campaign ever. Trump suggests he's an Elvis lookalike. Well, so Trump knows exactly what he's doing. Then this comes out today, and I think it's really interesting. Because the most demonized person ever is Hitler. You know, I don't like Hitler, thought he was bad. But that said, so many people that have been called Hitler don't even support Hitler's views. I've been called Hitler tens of thousands of times that I know of. I mean, so many times I can't even track of it. So, folks used AI to merge the faces of, first off, Elon Musk, Barack Obama. I'm starting up at the upper left-hand corner. Elon Musk, Barack Obama, the Daily Wires, Ben Shapiro, Vladimir Putin, King Charles. By the way, I posted this on X. It was a test to see if you get it. I made 100 on this because I didn't read the cheat sheet first. I said, no, that's clear. That's Elon Musk. Number one. Number two is Barack Obama as Hitler. Number three is Ben Shapiro as Hitler. Number four is Vladimir Putin. Right there in the middle is King Charles. And who is that? Number six, who is that? And then you've got Benjamin Netanyahu. Then you've got Biden. And then you've got Trump. Now, people are completely freaking out right now. And they're doing this with AI. They're saying, who looks the most like Hitler? I don't want to look like Hitler, but the little joke was my grandfather's almost completely German. He's dead, obviously, great guy. Didn't have black hair, had blonde hair, but his face looked like Hitler's. It's a classic German face. And the point is that they merged my face with Hitler, and people thought by the millions on X that was the real Hitler right there. No, that's Alex Jones. Photo, but it matches the classic Hitler photo. So I'm going to introduce a new conspiracy theory here today for everybody. I'm not Bill Hicks, the comedian that died in 1993. That's been said everywhere. It's been in Rolling Stone magazine, it's been in the New York Times. I'm not Bill Hicks, but I am a clone of Adolf Hitler. It's true, folks. I am Adolf Hitler. The truth is out. It's been exposed. They've done the face scans. I am Adolf Alois Hitler. I'm a clone of Hitler on a Texas diet. Now, I'm being completely sarcastic in that satire. You'll see headlines everywhere tomorrow. Jones says he's a clone of Hitler. Just like I read Jonathan Swift's modest proposal 3 years ago. And I said, if lockdowns continue and we cut off the third world's food, they're going to flood us. And if there's a road warrior scenario, the Pentagon says within 15 days, most people become cannibals, about 90%, 10% commit suicide. And I said, I'm not committing suicide. If society collapses, I'll eat my neighbors. But I said it was satire, but I was talking about a real issue. So no, I'm not Bill Hicks. I'm not Adolf Hitler. But the media doesn't care. They're liars. It's fine. They're going to say that Alex Jones says he's a clone of Adolf Hitler. And then now, all the different AI groups and all the different organizations, they're all going to start looking at my face and Hitler's face. And, of course, with genetic similarities, there's so many similarities with anybody. And my mom's basically 90% German. And they're going to believe that I'm really the clone of Adolf Hitler. Because that's Alex Jones with a Hitler hair job and a Hitler mustache and people thought, oh, they did a big test, millions of years. Oh, that's Hitler. Millions responded and said, that's Hitler. That's not Hitler, folks. That's Alex Jones with a Hitler haircut. But that's the craziness. I way more match Hitler than I match the comedian that died in 1993. But I have sat there in restaurants and on the street and literally probably 50 times or more, I'm sitting there, hey, Bill, hey, Bill, hey, Bill. Well, somebody's saying Bill five times. You finally turn around. They go, oh, I knew it was you. And I look, Hicks is a Welsh name. He had dark hair. I don't. He looks like 90% like me. But in genetics, that's like, you get like a breed of German Shepherd. They all look exactly the same. But the point is, I don't even look that much like Hitler. But that's the mental illness that's out there. And people have to learn to decipher from that and see the truth. So the big question is, am I Bill Hicks or am I a clone of Adolf Hitler? That's the real question. That's why I'm wearing the beard, folks. That's why I have a different hairstyle. Because I am a clone of Hitler, not Bill Hicks. I am a CIA experiment. I am a genetic clone of Adolf Alois Hitler, folks. In a secret CIA project. There it is right there. No, none of that's true. And that's why AI is so dangerous and why people can't have common sense, their own research. They could fall for anything. But worse, the corporate media will run with this and say Alex Jones claims he is Adolf Alois Hitler. Ha, ha, ha. All right, we had some fun tonight. The point is, Trump saying, no, Taylor Swift is Biden. I am Elvis. It's a beautiful move. Now the left's going, no, you're not Elvis. People think Elvis when they think Trump. Now they'll think Hitler when they think me. Well, Hitler's so popular now, I guess it's okay. But I still don't like Hitler. I think Hitler was bad. I think Ye was wrong. All right, Chase Geiser's coming up.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.